Hello, my name is Elder Young. Did you know that Jesus lived here in the USA?
Book of Mormon is back in Chicago. We're very psyched about that. And when I say we, I mean all of Chicago. Very psyched. And Cody, you're back as Elder Cunningham, Cody Strand,
back.
And Candace Quarles. I'm going to have you say it.
Navalungi.
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 Oh, one of my favorite characters. Oh. And Cody, you happy to be back in Chicago?
Absolutely. It's like coming back home.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. We were talking right before we started this about, I don't know how it came up, about first jobs and things like that. And you had the funniest story about one of your first jobs and when you actually got the call to go do Book of Mormon.
Yeah, yeah. I was in New York City, and I was working at a restaurant called Dos Toros, Two Bulls. And it was a Mexican restaurant that thought they were like a higher brand Chipotle. They used all organic ingredients, right? And I was a burrito roller. What do you call them?
Like a burrito roller?
Like a burritoista.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was making the burritos and I was terrible at it, and I got the call. It was right after Hurricane Sandy is when I got the call. So the power comes back on. The restaurant had been closed for a week because the power was out, and I got the call saying, you're in Mormon, but you got to start tomorrow, right? So I called up my job and I said, yo, I can't come into work anymore. And they're like, don't worry about it. It's fine.
We'll find another burrito.
Yeah, literally, I was like, oh, I was about to get fired. Like, if I hadn't quit, they would have been like, please don't come back.
Oh, my
God. Terrible.
No, you're irreplaceable. Not everybody can be a burrito roller.
Right?
I'm telling you.
It's exactly. An art.
It's an art. And it's an art that my chubby little hands could never quite master.
Candace, where were you? Do you remember where you were when you got the call?
Yes, I had just finished my finals at school.
Her sophomore year finals?
Yeah. My sophomore year finals. I literally had...
Her mid-year sophomore year finals?
Yeah. Cody's laying it all out for us.
Right.
We've been together now for almost 2 years, so I feel like we're like...
Work husband, work wife.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Pretty much. I go into his dressing room and just lay there and like vent about my day, and he just stares
you
at me.
Have a coach.
Like real life husband and wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or like, you
leave.
Know, like work therapist.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, I just came in from like my vocal jury, and I got the call from Carrie Gardner, who cast the show, and she was so like, she had drawn it out and was like, so what did you sing? Like, do you think you did good? Was it your last one? Do you have any more? And I was like, okay, Carrie, like, what's going
games.
On?
Play games.
And then she was like, well, I just want you to know that, like, we want you to be Navalungi on the national tour. And I was just silent for, like, 10 seconds. And she was like, Candace?
And then came the scream.
Yeah. So it was crazy. I wasn't expecting it. And I had gone into the audition for experience. I was like, oh, I could be in this show one day. Like, this is cool. Like, I'll have an audition under my belt. And
how
like,
cool
3 weeks
that?
Later, yeah.
And you get the part. All right, what did you guys first buy? Everybody always says you get your first major role, you go and buy something. But was this like a big purchase or like sheets like Oprah?
I bought a iPad out of one of those vending machines.
Did you really?
I did.
Oh, my gosh. That's a good one.
I bought, because I was like, you know what? I want that.
And oh, I can afford it.
And so I typed it in, and it was the worst purchase I ever had. I ever got, because it was just a piece of junk.
No, it didn't work.
Well, I mean, it worked, but it's like, it was a year later, it was obsolete. They had come out with all the other things, and it didn't even have like the Wi-Fi hookups or anything. So I just got this iPad that I never used. Ever.
Oh, no.
It wasn't even a person you could say, I'm sorry, do you know who I am? You know the role I just got?
Literally, I just typed it. I was walking through a Macy's of all places.
Oh my God.
And I saw the vending machine. I said, you know what? Give me a second, guys. Hold up.
Type.
I just bought an iPad. It was like $500. I'm like, what am I doing?
I think I bought it from you on eBay.
You might have. Yeah. It's like literally collecting dust in my parents' house right now.
Oh, my God. All right, Candace, first purchase.
I bought a pair of really expensive shoes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Good.
That's
man.
What you're supposed to.
That's
I think,
good.
You know, as a girl who likes shoes.
Yeah. You get the red bottoms?
No, I didn't. But that's my this year.
Yes.
I'm going to do that girl, this year for
you
Christmas.
Treat yourself.
You
yeah.
have to treat yourself. You guys are famous now. Do you get recognized? I'm sure you get recognized.
When you're hanging around the theater a lot, yeah.
Okay. I get recognized when I'm with Cody. Like, my hair, when it was black, I have, like, you guys can't see me. I'm on a radio show, but, like, I have
visual.
Blonde sure. tips, so, and my Nava wig is all black, but when my hair was all the same color, I got recognized, but now I leave the stage door and people are like,
Who are you?
Which one
like,
are you?
They're like looking around me. I'm like, okay.
It's kind of amazing how like just that little change.
Yeah.
People would be like.
Well, because the wig is so amazing that they assume it's my hair. So they're waiting for a girl with that hair to come out, you know. Mm-hmm. But when I'm with Cody and I'm like smiling at him like a doofus, they're like, oh, that's Nava.
Right. Right. As long as they don't say Elder Cunningham.
I know.
As long as it's not totally reversed.
Well, what do they say? What are you, Neutrogena?
Yeah.
That's what they usually say.
Well, they're like, Nicki Minaj. So clever.
You should go, yeah, and you are?
Yeah.
The success of the Book of Mormon has been off the charts. I mean, if you see it the first time, if you see it the 10th time, it's always you leave the theater just in tears.
Yeah. Mm.
What do you attribute the success of this musical, this play to?
You know, it's probably due to the genius writing. The writing is so solid. It's so good. The jokes are so good and constant. Like, there's so many of them that it's hard to ignore, like, the magnitude of this accomplishment.
It's satire at its best.
Yeah.
I'm taking classes at Second City right now. I take them, like, almost every day. And my improv coach was talking about Book of Mormon, and she was like, you know, the goal of comedy is to say something at the same time. Like, while you're making someone laugh, to have them leave thinking about stuff. And this show is so brilliant in that they are not making fun of the Mormon religion. We're like, we're putting a magnifying glass on organized religion, you know? You know, we're bringing up the things that are happening in Africa. And, you know, I was singing Salt Lake City the other night, just like with everything that's happening right now in our country, and was like, wow, Trey and Matt are geniuses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you bring that up, though, because really, I mean, I saw, well, the first time I saw it was, I think, 2 years ago, and I had never seen it. I left the theater hysterical, but you really take another look. You know, you have to step outside of yourself and not take yourself so seriously, not take life so seriously, and you want to laugh. But now, especially, you bring up a great point, Candace, with everything that's going on in our country, it's like, you know what? Step outside of yourself and look at each other just for a minute. Don't you?
And isn't it
that
so beautiful that like we get to do that every night?
Yeah,
and help people laugh while they have that perspective, and to also look at like how these Ugandans view like America, like how Naba thinks of Salt Lake City is so beautiful to me, you know, and. Like, people who aren't here, who don't live here, they truly think that we are the greatest country. And I think it's our responsibility to make it that, you know? I think it's beautiful.
I know, I agree. Do you have audience members now, especially coming up to you, saying, wow, I didn't know this was going on in Uganda. I didn't know this was going on, you know, in different places of the
Absolutely.
World. So you bring, like, an awareness to them, too.
Or they think that Trey and Matt, like, made it up. And then when we tell them, you know, this stuff is...
And it's like, well, you weren't listening.
Pay attention. You weren't listening. Yeah.
Do you get audience members now, especially since they've seen it once or twice before, starting to sing along with you in the audience?
Oh, yeah. Especially here. Yeah. We have a lot of, like, dedicated fans. And it's fun to see, because we can see so much of the audience because they're so close here, that we can see, like, you know, so-and-so in the front row, and then that, and we like
recognize them,
nicknames for everybody, like code names for, like, so-and-so's here, and then you'll see them, like, some, well, there's a girl who shows up and literally does the choreography in her seat, and it's, like, so funny.
Is that distracting, or is that cool?
It's kind of amazing.
Okay.
We're into it.
Yeah.
It's like, we're friends with that person, you know, or we'll go, I know I go to the stage door sometimes, and I'll have, like, there's a guy who comes maybe once a week, and he'll be like, I liked what you did tonight with Baptize Me. You're usually like, no, but tonight you were like, Like, he knows.
The armchair critics, they're there. Yeah. They're there. That's really cool. All right, so what do you call, you know, what would you call me? Or can't you say? Because I'm going to see it for my third time.
Oh, like, I don't know. You have to be sitting in the front to get a nickname.
I know.
Amanda put me in the back. I don't want them to see me. I don't want to know what they say behind our back. No, but seriously, though, the camaraderie that you guys have, it seems like your whole cast has that. And I think that speaks to your personalities and yourself, too. Because a lot of touring cast, you know, they're just with each other. And then when the play ends or when the musical ends, they go off and do their own thing. But you guys really seem to enjoy each other.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like a second family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that shows on stage, you know, you can see how much we like enjoy each other's company and we're friends, which
enjoy each other's company, enjoy each other's work.
It's, yeah.
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 Like, Cody's my dad, my dog's
my
dad. Absolutely not. My dog's not my dad. Ew.
I'm not that old.
No, Cody's my dog's, like, Nala sees Cody walking down the hallway, and she's like, she kind of freaks out a little bit. She That's loves great. Him.
Hi, Papa.
Yeah, she's like, Poppy. Is this my dad?
Yeah.
I want to go play with Uncle Cody.
I do love
But it's a family out here.
Yeah.
With Book of Mormon, I get this is your second tour in Chicago or third?
Third.
Third tour in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Does any part of the script ever change?
No, it's pretty constant. There are a few it might change if there's like a mistake, you know? but there's a few liberties that my character in particular can take.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Right?
Well, okay. You know, it's
maybe I should ask the director.
You know, it's like there's certain things where it's like then like because one of the running jokes is that my character never gets her character's name right.
Okay, right.
You know what I mean? And sometimes like I'll be feeling a little some type of way and throw in a different little, you know, here and there.
Something he knows that the audience is going to freak out about. Right. Yeah. He loves
like,
it.
Like I have like a small library's worth of nicknames that I can pull out of a hat.
Just don't call her like Dos Burros or anything.
I mean, he would.
Burritoista.
He's called me Kim before. Which is, usually he sticks with the ends, like Nicki Minaj, Neosporn, Necrophilia, but every now and then he'll throw in like a...
Ashley.
Yeah. That's my favorite when he does that. And I try not to laugh, because obviously, like, Nava's like, you can't get my name right.
Like,
but
that's
me
cute.
Yeah.
I think you guys are just wonderful. Book of Mormon is wonderful. If you haven't seen it, go see it. If you've seen it, see it again. It's absolutely worth it. What do you guys want people to take away from Book of Mormon? Again, whether they've seen it for the first time or the 100th time.
You got to listen for that message. Because, you know, another thing we were talking about with the success of the show, you know, and it's that it has this beautiful message that sort of catches people off guard when it's like, no matter what you believe, if you make things up or if you break the rules, you know, all that matters is if we work together to make this planet right now, you know, our paradise.
Yeah.
Because, like, the afterlife is great, but this part of life also matters.
Absolutely. Candace, you too?
Yeah, I completely agree with that. Just listen to what we're saying and how genuine it is. And I think it's really beautiful that we can laugh while we say such, you know, important things.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I'm in the theater. I feel like I'm on stage. And no, I'm kidding.
Does that happen?
My phone?
On stage? Not your phone.
I must have
Do you take it with
on.
You on stage?
It's my
Elder
dad. It's my stupid dad.
You should answer.
Dad, I'm on a radio.
Dad.
What do you, I'm sure that's happened. What do you do? Do you incorporate it in or do you
wait for him to answer? It's always funny when like it happens like in a really dramatic moment and then you hear like that ringtone because that's like the iPhone ringtone. You're like, oh. Okay.
Like wanting to say something.
Okay.
But
and
like,
if it like goes on for more than like one loop, you're like, okay.
Cody, you're a famous star. You can afford a cool ringtone.
Well, I know, right? But I was just like, I don't care. I wish it would have been something like really embarrassing.
Right.
But,
like single ladies.
Yes.
Yeah, that would have been kind of amazing.
Yeah, you need to change it.
I know.
You have to do it. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for being here. Cody Strand, Candace Quarles. Go see Book of Mormon. Performances run through. When is it, Amanda?
August 14th.
August 14th. Private Bank Theater.
And we have the lottery system.
Yeah. What's the lottery system?
Will you show up? Oh, do you want to take it?
Oh, yeah, what is it?
You show up 2.5 hours before the show. So if we have a 7:30 show, which is our weeknight schedule, come at 5, from 5 to 5:30. You put your name in this drawing, and if they draw your name, you get a $25 ticket in the front row.
Up to two
tickets.
Front row, so you guys can talk about and be at backstage?
Exactly.
Oh, perfect. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to be that person. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Have a good one.